Good morning and welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living, where we want to remind you that such is the nature of life, that all it asks and all it wants is the opportunity to appear. You're that opportunity, so am I, and so it is. And because we take that very seriously and literally, we believe you to be an individualized expression of the divine. Therefore, we honor you. And we celebrate you, whoever you are, whatever ways that you identify as a human being, and therefore also the wonderful spiritual being that you are. That's who and what you are. That's who you are first and foremost, ahead of every other kind of description of you. So how can we do anything but celebrate you for who you are? We believe that God is love. And we believe in you because you are created out of love. To say more about who we are and what we believe, our founder, Dr. Ernest Holmes, had created a declaration of principle. I believe in one God, one absolute power, one for and first cause to all things. I believe this power is perfect love, and it creates out of a desire to express love. I believe all thought is creative. And how I choose to think creates my personal experience. I believe in the unity of all life and the immortality of the individual soul forever unfolding. I believe in the eternal goodness, the eternal loving kindness, and the eternal givingness of God to all. And so it is. So it's in our organization, we have a group of people called practitioners, licensed practitioners. They are licensed by our international organization, Centers for Spiritual Living. And as practitioners, they have studied and trained with these teachings and these ideas. They have demonstrated in their own personal lives the ability to bring great change and create more and more of the life of their desires. And they have also demonstrated the ability to do this work for other people and on behalf of other folks. And now one of our practitioners will share with us a word of truth and a spiritual mind treatment, which is also known as affirmative prayer, that we can all participate in and take part in. Our practitioner today is Judy Ailey. She is a trained as a science of mind minister as well as a practitioner. She is our leader in one of our leaders of the practitioner core. She'll be sharing some good ideas and a spiritual mind treatment. Before that, however, I want to introduce you to Reverend Jackie Dougherty, who will be our guest speaker today. She is probably one of the best, cleanest, clearest teachers of science of mind that I have ever encountered anywhere. She's a no-nonsense, get-to-the-consciousness piece kind of person. She spoke with us last week, and I've invited her back this week. Now, there have been a lot of questions about why I'm gone so much this month. Many of you know I was in Mexico the first week of August, and within two or three days of returning by air, I connected and got COVID. I'm now part of that 4% that gets COVID after the vaccination. And I've been pretty ill. I've been very weak. I have not been as ill as I might have been had I not been vaccinated. I've not run high fever. I've just been really tired and really goofy in my brain. And so it's now getting cleaned up and getting less foggy. And next week we will have a guest speaker again, and then I'll be back speaking in the 1st of September. This has been a real learning experience. I've learned to trust a lot of people, and I've learned to trust treatment, spiritual mind treatment, from our practitioners and others. So I'm looking forward to being back with you more in person and being able to speak. But for now, get ready to hear Reverend Jackie and then take a deep breath, because here comes Judy Ailey.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Bob. So good to see you. And yes, Dr. Bob is definitely on the mend. Glad he is moving in the excellent direction. Well, today, and actually for August, the theme has been a pause for guidance. And this week's theme is GPS, Guidance Positioning System. And today's affirmation is, I hear the still small voice expressing its love through me. So I was thinking about, how have I used this GPS, Guidance Positioning System, in my life? As I've been writing in my journal every day, I have realized that I have a low level, and sometimes actually a high level, of anxiety and worry kind of running through the background all the time. And as I was writing this and realizing this, I was thinking, why? What am I worried about? Why do I have this anxiety? I mean, just because we're in a global pandemic or something. But anyway, when in this teaching, we know that with faith and trust, we can know that all things are fine. So I'm going to tell you a little story, an example of me using my GPS system. And it's just a little example. It's nothing earth-shattering, but here's what happened. Late in the spring, early summer, when things were really starting to look good with the whole COVID situation, five members of my family and I bought tickets to a fairly large outdoor music festival that was supposed to take place, that is taking place actually in mid-September. Anyway, as things have progressed this summer, we were all feeling like we wanted to back out. Even though we're all vaccinated, it just seemed too risky to go. I was the one who actually purchased the tickets, so I was the one who would have to deal with getting a refund. Even there was a question, could we get a refund? And it really wasn't about the money. Although the tickets were, to me, a little bit pricey, we weren't going to go regardless. So I really got in a twit about this. I worried about it. I think I even lost some sleep over it. You know, this is a big festival, and the organizers are a bit hard to reach by phone. You get one of those messages with a bunch of extensions to press, and you never get a real person. So I did find a place on the website to send an email. So I sent an email with our request to get a refund for the tickets. And I finally got an email back saying that they were refunding tickets, but that they would need to speak to me. And they gave me a number to call. And I called the number, which was the same one that I had tried before. And all I got were the extensions and blah, 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 blah. So when I was writing in my journal, I just wrote down, I said, I release this. I let this go. I ask for this to be resolved easily and without effort. So the next day I was at my desk around lunchtime and I had the thought that I should try to call them again. So I did. And the very person I was trying to reach, Angela, picked up the phone on the first ring. I didn't even get to the recorded message. My timing was absolutely perfect. Everything worked out easily and well. Angela and I became great friends on the phone, and we just did really well. So easy peasy. So that's my little story. It's just a little example to say that we can all tap into our guidance positioning system. And as I said earlier, I've realized that I have often had some level of anxiety in the background of my thoughts. So I've started working on this on myself. I really believe that we can tap into our own personal guidance system. It's there for us. The other thing I am realizing is that this guidance positioning system will work for us on what others may think are small or mundane issues. It's very personal to us. So I say to you, take whatever you are concerned about and ask for guidance, peace, ease, perfect timing, and have faith and trust in this process. As I tap into it more, I am able to let a greater sense of peace and ease flow into my life in all areas. So that's my little story of my using my GPS system for myself. I have a little quote from Ernest Holmes that I want to read, and then we'll go into treatment. It's from today's reading from the 365 Science of Mind. It's from today, August the 22nd. So here's the reading. Today, you are to identify yourself with the more abundant life, to think of those things that make for peace, to dwell on the unity that underlies everything. As you consciously poise yourself in the realization that you live in pure spirit, new power will be born within you. You will find yourself renewed by the divine life, led by divine intelligence, and guarded by divine love. Focus your inward vision on this indwelling harmony, knowing that as you contemplate its perfection, you will see it manifest in everything you do. All right. Well, with that, I hope that you can become comfortable with where you are. And let's take a few moments to turn our minds and our hearts within as we join together in this spiritual mind treatment or affirmative prayer. And I'm going to do this treatment, this prayer in the first person. And so I ask you to accept it for yourself, those things that resonate for you. All right. So as I breathe and relax and know, I know that there is really only one. There is only one life. There is only one presence. That there is only one love, one divine intelligence, one abundance, one healing presence. And I know that I am completely immersed and filled with this presence. It is really all that there is, and I am established in it firmly in the deepest part of my soul, that this is a truth of who I am, that this power and this presence is so close to me. It's the air that I breathe. It's my heart beating. It's the blood moving through the veins and the capillaries and arteries of my body. It is this divine presence and this divine love. And as I know this, I know that at the truth of who I am, that all is well, that I am always tapped into this guidance positioning system that is always there for me. It is ready, it is willing, and it is only wants the best for me, always. So I tap into this universal mind, this intelligence that gives me ideas of how to run my life, that gives me ideas about new ways to see things in the world, that gives me ideas and a little push to do something in my life that I might not have done before. So I just open to this presence, knowing that I am one with it, that I am divinely guided and led in my life. And as I know this, I can let go of all worry and fear and anxiety that may be running in the background of my mind or maybe right in my face, that I let go of any worry and fear of things not working out well, of lack or limitation of any kind in my life, of illness, of frustration, of strain. Instead, I relax completely and totally with deep peace and ease, knowing that this presence, this power, this love supports me completely every moment of my life. In all that I do, it loves me. It only desires the very best for me. And it desires to express itself through me in greater and greater ways. So this is my truth. I stand firm in my faith, knowing that this is so. So it is with great faith and trust and expectation of good in my life that I release this treatment, these words, this prayer, knowing that they are so. And so it is. All right. Well, we go to our next musical selection. It is called Let Your Life Lead You Where You Need to Go by Janice Stanfield. Bye, everyone.
Every once in a while, I start losing my smile, and I say to myself, what's the deal? What exactly is the point? Getting all out of joint, not liking the way that I feel. Maybe I believe that it's all up to me, at the helm of this boat all alone. Till some stormy detail takes the wind from my sail to remind me what I've always known. Ah, relax and let the river flow. Let your life teach you what you need to know. Let your life lead you where you need to go. Let your life teach you what you need to know. Let your life lead you where you need to go. If you're swimming upstream, chasing a dream, make sure that it comes from the heart. If you're fighting the tide for glory and fame, you might just be working too hard. Are you winning the race? Are you swimming in place and still falling further behind? There's a current below that knows where to go, might carry you to peace of mind. Ah, relax and let the river flow. Let your life teach you what you need to know. Let your life lead you where you need to go. Let your life teach you what you need to know. Let your life lead you where you need to go. Relax and let the river flow. Let your life teach you what you need to know. Let your life lead you where you need to go. Let your life teach you what you need to know. Let your life lead you where you need to go.
Good morning, CSL Midtown. What a joy, what an honor it is to be here again. I feel so grateful to be invited back and to meet more and more of you. Well, I think I'm done. Everything you've heard so far is exactly what we want to be talking about today and what I wanted to say. Reverend Judy, thank you so much for that story. Yes, I think it was earth-shattering. I think it was great. So as you heard, our topic is your guidance positioning system, your GPS, your internal GPS. And the idea is to stay connected to that, to listen to it, to lead us wherever, as the song said, wherever we need to go. When I look back, I spent many years without a GPS when they were available. Never bothered to get one, never thought I needed one, never did anything about it. And I look back and I think, how did I ever get where I was going? I relied on MapQuest. I looked up MapQuest. I used actually the physical paper map. I would call whoever I was going to see and get directions. But what a lot of trouble it was without having a GPS. So the other thing about, the car that I'm driving now came with a GPS. And I think, finally, I realize how valuable this is. The other thing my car came with was 6 months free of Sirius XM, which is music and all kinds of stations to listen to. Now, the one that I listen to almost exclusively is a classical music station, but I flip around sometimes. And I love it. And what I've been hearing quite a bit on it is, you know, get the app. You can get the app for Sirius XM on your phone, so you don't have to just be in your car. And I never bothered. And finally, I thought, why don't I? You know, I have to turn, when I turn the car off and get out, I no more get to listen to my music. So I did. I downloaded the app and now I have it. So I listen to it. I listen to music through much of my day. And furthermore, I have a little Bluetooth speaker, which is synced with my phone. So it gives me an even nicer tone to listen to. As a result, they both need to be charged a lot. My phone and the speaker, they run out of charge. So they need to be charged quite a bit frequently. So I thought, wow, what a perfect metaphor this is. A perfect metaphor that we need to get plugged in regularly. We need to get charged. Because when we don't, when we're working with our own efforts and our own steam, it's really easy to get, as Judy was saying, to get anxious, to get frustrated, to get weary, tired, exhausted, confused, all of that. When we're left to our own devices, pun intended, we burn out. We get off track. We get off course. I'm sure you've heard the saying from Jesus, I am the vine, you are the branches. And if a branch gets separated from the vine, it withers and dies. Of course, I am is the name of God. And so we are the branches as part of that vine. But if we get cut off, we can't ever be really cut off. But if we're not aware that we're part of it, we're not consciously aligned with it, we do. We dry up, we burn out. And as he said, we don't bear fruit. We don't produce the good that we want to produce in our world. So I want to talk about something that some of you may be familiar with. It's called the Kingdoms of Consciousness, and we have some slides for this. They were put together by Reverend Lloyd Strom, a religious science minister, but he studied the Vedas, so he didn't come up with all these ideas himself. He came up with the Kingdoms of Consciousness, which I also like to think of as stages of awareness or stages of spiritual awareness. So the lowest stage in that kingdom is that I feel that I'm a victim. Everything just happens to me. I never know what situations are going to come about, what conditions I'm going to have to face, what people are going to be affecting me in my life. It's all from the outside, and I'm just a victim of all of it. As we begin to grow spiritually, as we put ourselves on a spiritual path, we come to awareness that, you know, this is my life. This is, you know, I'm in charge here. I have the authority to govern my life. I can make things happen. I don't have to be a victim. And this is certainly a much healthier approach and awareness to have than the first stage. as we continue to grow spiritually, we begin to become aware, or we become aware, that we're part of something so much greater, so much bigger than just who we are. We're part of something that actually moves through us and works through us in the things that we want to be doing and experiencing in our life. There's a beautiful, a wonderful analogy or metaphor that I use to give me the idea of this. When I was a child, we would go to the seashore, and my father would take us out to jump the waves. He would go out and lift us, and he would jump, and it was lots of fun. As I got older, he taught me how to do it myself, that you go toward the wave, which is very counterintuitive, because my original instinct would be, when the wave starts to come, to run away from it so that it won't crash on me, which usually didn't work. So he said, pardon me, he said, go toward the wave, go into it, and as it comes, before it crashes, it lifts you. And I learned to do that, and what a glorious feeling that was, to go right into the wave and have that wave lift, the whole power of the ocean just lifting me. So I just thought that was a perfect metaphor for what we need to do and can do, that we have all that infinite power of our source that can move through us and lift us through anything. There's another stage, an even higher stage of awareness, where we have the feeling that not only is this power working through us, but that we are actually one with it. We are this power. God is us expressing in this world. Now, for most of us, this is a temporary thing. Maybe it happens in moments of meditation that we feel that pure oneness, certainly what Jesus felt. So, but the thing is, most of these levels, even the first one, they're not necessarily sequential. I mean, as we grow, they do seem to be sequential. But at any given time, we could be on any one of those levels, having a bad day, feeling sick, being really upset about something. We can feel like life is just happening to me and I don't know what to do about it. And we can have those times when we feel, you know, I can make this happen, I can do this. And other times when we feel like there's a power working through us. For most of us who are not permanently in the first level, we vacillate, we move between the second and the third. The second level, which is, you know, I can do this, I can make this happen, I'm in charge. And the third level, where I'm giving over to a greater power to work through me. A sign that we're in one or the other is level two requires a lot of effort, like me with my trying to get directions without a GPS. And the third level, the way that it shows up is through ease, that we're not so strained and struggling all the time. Now, I want to talk about something that seems to be, for some, a contradiction in our teaching. We talk about the word responsibility. That's probably one of the first things you learned coming into this teaching, that we're all responsible for our own life. We need to guard our thinking and be aware of what we're thinking and believing. Take responsibility for that. Nobody else can do that for you. But then there's the idea of surrender, of giving it over to a greater power. So the question seems to be, you know, which is it? Am I allowing a power greater than I am to do what it knows to do? Like Jesus said, you know, it's not I, it's the Father within that does the work. And actually, that's what every practitioner has to do. If they're a good practitioner, they realize that they're not the one doing any healing. They're not the one making things happen. They're allowing a power greater. So is there a conflict between the idea I have to take responsibility and do it, or I have to surrender? Well, the only real responsibility is to be willing to allow the power to work through us. And to, of course, to be aware and responsible for how we're thinking, how we're reacting, how we're perceiving what's going on in the world. So it's not an either or, it's actually a balance between the two. A friend of mine recently. Now, this friend is not in our teaching, but she asks me a lot of questions about our teaching. And one time she said to me, you know, I'm just not smart enough to understand science of mind. I'm just not smart enough, which is really strange because she's a very intelligent person. She's a scientist. She's very bright. And so I was puzzled by her saying this, that she didn't think she was smart enough. And so I thought about what would make her say that. And in listening to her and in teaching class, I've discovered that for many people, the idea that we are God, we are the individual, we're not all of God, obviously, but we are this God presence. We are this God mind. We're one with it. Because of that, we're already good. We don't have to earn love or earn our goodness. We're already good. In fact, we're already perfect as created by perfection. We don't have to work hard to gain heaven, as is taught in many religions. And so I think that's what she was struggling with. Because, you know, the mind might say, yes, I'm one with God. But on a feeling level, it's, I don't think so. Look at what I've done. Look at the mistakes that I've made. Look at how I've treated people, et cetera, et cetera. So that is what I assumed she was struggling with. A few years ago, when it came out, I saw the movie Won't You Be My Neighbor, which is a documentary on the life of Mr. Rogers. It was a beautiful story. And it was talking about how he never forgot what it was like to be a child. He understood what children think and how they react to things, what's important to them, what they worry about, all those things. He was familiar with that. In fact, what I didn't realize was true of him is that as a child, he was rather chubby and was teased and even bullied about that. So he really understood children in every way. And you might be familiar with the one song that it was so famous that he sang, I like you. I like you exactly as you are. You don't need to be to do something or be something in order to be liked. You're wonderful just the way you are. And sadly, there was a lot of criticism of him about that. You're lying to children. You're telling them they don't have to do anything. They don't have to, you know, that they're already great. They're already wonderful. Instead of teaching them they have to work hard and they have to earn a living, and et cetera, et cetera. Which might be kind of like the older generation, you know, spare the rod and spoil the child. Children need to be punished. They need to be told when they're wrong and when they're bad. Now, of course, the generation after that swung in the other direction with a lot of permissiveness and allowing children to just, you know, do whatever they felt they wanted to do. A friend said to me, her son, he's now an adult, but when he was growing up, he was played on several sports teams and he wasn't very good. But the coach every year would give trophies to every single member of the team every year. He got one for being kind, not for anything related to the sports, but parents objected to that. Their complaint was, you know, what's the point of a trophy if you're going to give it to everybody? So there's the argument for and against, you know, being loved exactly the way we are. Well, our teaching is that we are already loved, that we are already good. We don't have to prove our worthiness. We're worthy simply by virtue of the fact that we exist, that this infinite love created us just to love us and to have us be that expression of love. We don't have to do anything to make that happen. We can do things to experience what seems like we're not so good, but we're still good. We're still innately good. So that's what our teaching is. In fact, the mission of Centers for Spiritual Living is awakening humanity to its spiritual magnificence. I love that. So our whole purpose in this teaching and in spreading this teaching is for humanity, for all of us, to realize that we have this magnificence, the magnificence of God, as our very self, as our very nature, the essence of our being is this goodness. And that we don't need to earn it. We don't need to prove it. We don't need to work hard. We do need to be aware of it. And that's what the awakening part is, awakening to that magnificence. Self-love, real self-love, is capital S self. And when we have that, it actually brings a great sense of humility, because we realize that we didn't do anything to make ourselves be this magnificence that we are. We just discovered that we are loving, that we are intelligent, that we are creative, that we are powerful, simply because we're part of this infinite one. And so for me, it brings a sense of awe, absolute awe, that I'm part of this and I am this magnificence that I call God. So there's several key points that I want to be bringing out today, and we have some slides on these. The first one I want to talk about is that we need to keep charged. We need to stay connected to our source. We need to be plugged in. And the question is, so how do we do that? Well, of course, I'm sure you know the answer is to have a spiritual practice. And I wonder how many of you have a spiritual practice that you do daily, regularly, every day. When I first get up, the first thing I do is what I call my prayer work, my spiritual practice. I start with spiritual reading, whatever book I might be using at the time. Then I use some inspirational music to lead me into meditation. And then I meditate for about 20 minutes or so. And then I use some music to bring me out of that meditation. Then I read what I understand you're using right now is Ernest Holmes' book, 365 Science of Mind. Mine is all taped together because I've been using it for years. At the end of the year, I go back to the beginning. So I read that and see what the thought for the day is. Then, of course, I do treatment, spiritual mind treatment, either for myself or for those that I'm doing treatment for. I end my day by spiritual reading again, something else, another book that I'm on, spiritual reading, and I do about 10 minutes of meditation. And then after the lights are out, I do gratitude. I used to do a gratitude journal and write it down, but right now I just go through in my mind my day and find every single thing I can think of to be grateful for. And I fall asleep with that in my mind. In addition to those, I have a prayer partner. I meet with different prayer partners during the week, at least twice a week, sometimes more. I meet monthly on the phone with my mentor. Been doing that for 14 years, faithfully doing that, because I can't imagine not having that guidance and that support. I also do, as part of that, what some of you might be familiar with is the releasing prayer, where I release a belief that seems to be running my life, my mind. And I release the need to have that belief. And then I draw in the quality of God that I want to embody as a result. So that's my spiritual practice. And I'll ask the question, I wonder how many of you eat every day? Now, you're probably laughing. What a ridiculous question. Of course, we eat every day, but we need to nourish our body. So obviously, we need to nourish our soul. Just as important, even more so important, to nourish our body. So we need to get that charge, get plugged in. The next thing I wanted to bring about, it's another slide, is this idea of responsibility and surrender. Is it one or the other? And it's not. This idea of responsibility is to take responsibility for what our thoughts are, what we're thinking, how we're reacting, how we're perceiving what's going on. Are we feeling that things are happening from the outside? To be responsible, to check ourselves when we're doing that. Not easy, in case you didn't know it. It's not easy. And the idea of surrender is to allow that source that we've connected to, that we've consciously connected to allow it to work through us, to give it over to this power. The thing is, when we do that, it's not a cop-out, like, oh, I'll just let God do it. No, we're aligning with this power, and whatever is our part to do, we'll know. It'll be clear to us, whatever's ours to move forward in and to take action with. So surrendering is allowing that, and the two go hand in hand, taking responsibility for what's ours to do and then allowing a greater power to do what it knows to do. The final thing that I wanted to talk about is that we are loved exactly as we are. We are entitled to our good. We don't have to earn it, and there's nothing that we can do to earn it. We already are that perfection of God. We're created, as Reverend Bob said, we're created out of love in order to not only be loved, but to express that love. And I love that saying that you hear every week, such is the nature of life, that all at once is to be expressed, is to show up. And each one of us is the way to let that show up. That's why we're here. It's why we exist. So the whole message we're talking about is that we need to stay plugged in. Just like I need to charge my devices, we need to stay plugged in. We need to stay connected. Because if we don't, we do burn out. We get frustrated. We get anxious. We get confused, all of that. I like to think of the GPS, another way of thinking of the GPS is a great power source. I have this great power source within me. And it's always working. It's always operating. But I need to plug into it. I need to be aware that it's there. I need to consciously plug into it for guidance, for the ability to move through whatever's my challenge at the time. So I have a suggestion. If you're not already doing this, get a spiritual practice for every day, not here, then, whatever, for every day. It could be anything from meditation, journaling, spiritual reading, visioning, certainly treatment. You certainly want to include treatment, taking class, not just for the academic. It's wonderful what there is to learn in science of mind, but to have it become a part of your life so that you practice what it is you're learning. And I highly recommend having a prayer partner. I never have to think of, what should I get my prayer partner to treat for today? There's always something, and vice versa. But the support and the encouragement of someone knowing the truth with you is profound. So I highly recommend that. So when I look back at all the years that I drove without the GPS, didn't bother to get it, I wonder how I managed to get around. And now I can't imagine how I would live my life as it is without that internal GPS, that internal guidance system that I need to consciously plug into and trust it and surrender to it. Why in the world would I not do that? So that's what I'm suggesting to you. So let's take all of that in the context of treatment, spiritual mind treatment. So if you're comfortable closing your eyes, do so. Get comfortable in your chair. And know with me this truth as I speak it in the first person. Hear it as your own if that is resonating with you. I know that there is only one life, one power, one presence, one source, one cause. It is the only, the all, the everything. I choose to call it God. I can call it any name I want. I can use any word I want. But it is pure goodness. It is pure goodness. It is unconditional love. It is infinite intelligence. An intelligence that has created this entire universe, and a power that maintains and sustains it and everything in it. This is truly all there is. It's everywhere all the time. As I realize that, as I recognize that, it goes without saying that I'm included in it. I'm part of it. It is what I am. I am what it is. So I know that all of that intelligence, all of that power, all of that wisdom is available to me. The only thing is that it never forces itself upon me. Because it's love. It can't do that. It won't do that. And so I need to recognize that it is there, to acknowledge it, to open to it, to trust it, to allow it, to give everything over to it, to work through me and as me, knowing that it will, it cannot refuse. And so I know as I move through my life and it's the daily challenges, the challenges in my own personal life, the challenges in the world around me, there are so many right now. I take the time to quietly sit and remember that there's a power that's greater than all that appears to be happening to me, that all that appears to be unlike the goodness that it is, to take the time to listen for that truth to come through and to reach my heart. So that as I move through my day and the activities of my life, I feel that surge of power. I feel that wave of the ocean lifting me and enabling me to meet whatever comes along, because all the power of the universe is with me and within me and working through me. And as, what a sense of awe in realizing this, and obviously what a sense of gratitude to know that I have so much to rely on, to trust. And so as I allow my heart to fill with gratitude, it fills me with a deep sense of peace, of assurance that all is well. This is the truth that I claim for myself now. I announce it, knowing that there is something that responds. I call it the law of mind that creates according to what I've spoken, so I know that it has the power to manifest and demonstrate in my life. And so stepping out of the way in partner with this power, I simply say, and so it is.
Thank you, Reverend Jackie, for that beautiful message. Very inspiring.
You're welcome. Yeah. You're welcome.
All right. We come to the part of our service now where we have the opportunity to give back and support our center, CSL Midtown. Excuse me. So just know that that we have the opportunity to give back and to support that which feeds us spiritually. So if this is your spiritual home and you get spiritual nourishment from our center, we invite you now to support us in a way that feels really good for you. So we have our website up on the screen right now. You can go there to donate. It's a very easy process, and we just invite you to do that right now. All right, let's join together now in our affirmation for prosperity. Let's see, where is that? Diego's going to put that up on here. Here it is. Affirmation of prosperity with feeling. I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow, and all that I share with life returns to me, multiplied abundantly, and so it is. All right. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Reverend Jackie. Thank you, Dr. Bob, for your message. And thank you all for joining us today.
And all right, it's time for everybody's favorite fun game, announcements, announcements, announcements. Hey, stay in touch with the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown through our newsletter. Get one email a week letting you stay informed. And please subscribe when visiting YouTube to our YouTube channel. Those subscriptions go a long, long way. And while you're on your social media, why not give us a like and a share on Facebook? Let your friends know what we're doing. Invite them to come watch our services with you. And join us on our Zoom room throughout the week. We offer a variety of Zoom interaction opportunities each and every week here as part of the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown. 10 a.m. Sunday is our discussion group around the 365 Science of Mind book every Sunday. 12 noon Sundays, our community fellowship immediately following our Sunday services. And 12 noon on Tuesday, our online empowerment opportunity. The access room information remains the same for all of our Zoom experiences. If you need access, please visit cslmidtown.org and you'll find access information on our website. Join us on any of our Zoom opportunities throughout the week. And while you're with us, be sure to connect with one of our professional practitioners. These are folks that are highly trained to support you along your spiritual journey. You can learn more on our website about our professional practitioners. Just head over to cslmidtown.org, click on About and Practitioners. Then you'll see their bios and a way to reach them and learn a little bit more about each of them. And please send us your prayer requests. Click on the Home tab and look for Affirmative Treatment Prayer Requests. Fill out the form, send it off, and get our professional practitioners praying for you each and every day.
So thank you for being with us today. Here's our closing affirmation. I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me everything I need to create the life I desire. I'm grateful for the spirit of life that lives in me, and so it is.